now I dedicate this song to you. This is how much I love you.
I do love you.
I want you to know how I'm feeling inside when I'm sitting waiting and making excuses of where you are and what kind of omelet you would like.
All right. I apologize. I'm being
so tired.
My people pleasing is my ADD is getting in my way of being on time, and I'm very embarrassed. And the takeaway for me and Hank arguing about this incessantly is literally that you have bickering fights about where you put the keys or where you lay down your purse or the fact that you don't put the sink in the dishwasher. I'm not saying you and me. I'm talking to everybody listening. Correct. Those stupid fights you have in your life. And there's a bigger issue underneath of it.
Yes.
They're all mine.
Wouldn't a people pleaser be on time to please the people around them?
No, well, but it's true. Now I feel bad. But see, my people pleasing is more about like saying yes to as much as possible while I'm in New York.
How about
so I get
focus
home.
On those closest to you? Please okay. me, Mel.
Please.
Let's start at
please
home.
Please you?
Yes.
Uh-oh. All right. I'm gonna make some major changes. That's what
wow.
I'm going to do. I'm just glad you're not suing me. Can you sue somebody for being late?
Yes.
You can?
Of course you can.
Possibly. Let's ask our author. We have a really fascinating author on, and I want you to line up your questions. His name is Craig Williams. He is the author of How to Get Sued. He has a website, How to Get Sued. And the book is, you know, obviously it's satire, but it's also serious because people get themselves into messes.
That's true.
And it's not just about taxi cabs and omelets and being late. They get themselves into serious mess. I'm in a tongue mess right here.
Yes.
And Craig has got advice on how you get yourself out of these situations. So, Craig, welcome to Make It Happen.
Thank you very much, Mel. Thank you, Hank.
Hello.
So tell me, what's the biggest mess you've ever been in? Obviously, this is from personal experience.
I think the biggest mess that I've ever been in is trying to hail a cab in New York.
Right? You know Mel's pain. How long did you wait? How long did you keep other people waiting?
I kept other people waiting a long time because I was completely unfamiliar with the area. Mel, I'm a little sympathetic with you.
Oh, thank God, because I'm so beating myself
Thanks
up right
lot,
now.
Craig. Really appreciate it.
No worry, Hank.
So seriously, why did you write this book?
There's a website called mayitpleasethecourt.com, which is my blog, and 5 years ago it was my very first post. I thought, if I'm going to write a blog, I should at least teach people how to get sued because I'm a lawyer and I'd like to get hired by those people.
So what kind of law do you practice? You know, I used to be a public defender.
Right. I used to be a public defender as well when I was in law school and then switched to the dark side after I graduated. But right now...
Ooh, does that mean prosecutor or private?
I was a volunteer prosecutor for 2 years in a local office here in San Bernardino. Wanted to get some trial experience and learn the other side because I thought it was good to see both sides. But right now, I just practice business litigation.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So I want to... So you decided to write this blog and it turned into a book?
Turned into a book because I really wanted to start writing about slip opinions, you know, those new opinions that come out from the appellate courts that deal with businesses and the like.
Now, why the hell would you want to write about
those? That sounds so interesting.
It sounds... Really?
I don't even know what that means,
yes,
slip opinion.
I'm a lawyer. I'm like, what is Craig talking about? Craig, you're clearly much smarter than me. And what I want to talk to you when we come back is Craig wrote this book, How to Get Sued. You got a question? We got the expert on the line, 888-454-3378. I've got some questions for you, Craig. And I know we've got a couple callers holding already. We'll be right back with Craig Williams and How to Get Sued. I'm Mel Robbins. Sitting here with Hank Norman. If you're just joining us, we are talking to Craig Williams, an author with a new book out called How to Get Sued. And he also has a website, howtogetsued.com, and a blog, mayitpleasethecourt.com. He's a lawyer, and we're talking to him about all the crazy, ridiculous messes that
What's
people
What's he going to help
do?
Me get to know? I don't, how to get sued? That doesn't know.
Yeah, so tell me about the book. Tell me about the book, Craig.
It's just a funny look at all the silly things that people do to get in trouble with the law.
What's the silliest thing you've ever heard?
I think that the lunch invitation that a lawyer filed a motion with a court to force another lawyer to accept a lunch invitation.
Could I sue Mel because she was late to our business meeting?
I think you could, but you'd probably lose. I don't know that there's any real.
So, in that particular case, did that work? I mean, were they on opposing sides of a case, and the guy was avoiding him?
They were. Yeah, the plaintiff's counsel was avoiding the defense counsel. The defense counsel wanted to take him to lunch, and the judge ordered them to go to lunch, and even got down to how to split the tip and how to not have drinks till afterwards.
Oh, my Lord. Why do people do this? Why are lawyers such stick-in-the-muds?
Their lawyers, by their nature, are very precise, and I think that they want to make sure that they represent their client as best as they can, but sometimes their egos get in the way.
Yeah.
So, while this is interesting, how does this help me?
The book gives you, at the end of each chapter, ways to avoid getting sued.
Good. I need this.
So what do you do?
Lessons. You listen to the other side. You do what you guys just did in this whole conversation you had about being late, is talk about it. And you make an agreement to change something or apologize or resolve the issue. Or if you owe some money, pay the money. I mean, do what's right.
Got you.
Why do most people not do what's right? You know what I mean? Like, because we all know in our gut, like in that moment where you're like, oh, gosh, you know, I should just blah, blah, blah. Why are people resistant to that?
They feel offended. They feel like someone has slighted them and they want some retribution.
Wow, retribution's a good thing.
Do you also have advice for how do you set yourself up to not be in trouble?
Yes, there are some bonus materials that are available on the website, actually on the publisher's website, that gives you a whole 10 or 15 pages or so of.
So what's the publisher's website? Where do they go to get that?
Well, you can go to howtogetsued.com, and under there, there's a bonus materials, and it'll take you to the Kaplan website, and it'll come up.
Got you.
So I've got a question. What do I do? I've got a trampoline. My kids absolutely love it. I love it because it's like a babysitter. And and I always kind of say to people, listen, you know, is it okay?
What
if
do you mean you say to people? 5-year-olds?
No, I say to parents.
Oh.
We have a trampoline.
Okay.
Is your kid allowed on it?
Well, first of all, I'd probably dig a hole and put it in the ground so that if somebody...
Oh, it has nets around it, so they can't...
Can't fall off.
No.
Good.
They can still break their necks.
Totally.
Supervise.
But they could break their necks supervising it.
How does Mel get out of getting in trouble?
Yeah, what do I do in that situation? I got a trampoline. And I know that this is not legal advice you're giving
me.
Sign
a waiver. What if they say everyone signed a waiver?
Oh, that's...
That would definitely avoid the problem. But then, you know, do you have a duty as a parent to sit out there and supervise and make sure that people don't get hurt? And
oh, my God. Mel's definitely not doing that.
I'm looking. My eyes are getting wider as I'm like, oh, my gosh.
The whole point behind the trampoline is to not sit out there.
Yes, exactly. I don't want to sit out there. That's why I bought a trampoline.
Mel, if it makes you feel any better, I had one for my kids, too.
Okay, good. It makes me feel better. But so,
and I bet you had people sign a waiver.
No, I didn't. No, because I'm a little bit more of Thomas Jefferson. You know, the risks fall where the risks fall. I had good insurance. You know,
yeah, I have good insurance, too, but I haven't told them I have a trampoline, which I understand is a problem.
Yeah, that would be a good idea to at least say to the kid, you know, does your mother or father know about this, and then make a point to let the father or mother know that.
Yeah, I always ask the parents first, and I say, are you okay with them jumping on a trampoline?
Right.
And what I should also say is, because I don't sit out there and watch them.
Is that enough to get Mel out of trouble? What if the kid actually does break his finger?
The kid breaks a finger, you know, or gets paralyzed or something even more severe, there's very little that Mel's going to be able to do to avoid getting sued, but she's got good insurance.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Uh-oh,
that's the way you spread the risk around to other people.
All right. Hank, you got a question to ask?
I think Charlie's on the line. He has a question for Craig.
Oh, Charlie's on the line. So, Charlie, you're on Make It Happen.
Charlie,
hello?
What's
your question, Charlie?
Does your book talk about the internet and all the when I have someone that's just slandering me like crazy on the internet with all the new technologies and the internet being so free? What can I do to stop it? I've been reading a lot of stuff where they're not even addressing it that aggressively in the courts, that kind of stuff.
Well, it depends on how it's interfering. Is it interfering with your business or your reputation?
Absolutely.
Well, it's really, in this situation, libel, the defamation of character. So you have the right to go to court and seek damages from the consequences of the slander that's being made or this actually.
What would be a consequence? So let's say Charlie's business partners go into a meeting and, you know, they're like, oh, you're in business with Charlie?
If he loses a deal, if he loses a sale, that might be some damages that he suffered.
Wow.
What if he kind of is like, no offense, Charlie, but what if, I mean, if he's not been above board and people are just talking about stuff that is what it is? I mean, can he still find damages against somebody who's talking about things he has done?
Well, there are blatant lies being posted on his blog that are entirely not true. And then what he does is he posts basically posts unrelated stuff against it to prove his point, which has nothing to do with it. You actually have to read, like, the document to understand what it is. So sounds basically like does it. A lot of...
What did you do, Charlie, to get this psycho after
you? Give us a site.
Yeah, give us a story and a site.
I'll tell you what's if you've done anything wrong or not.
Well, I don't want to get into details, but... My question for Craig is, I've been told by lawyers that it's a very expensive lawsuit and very hard to prove, especially anything that's being done on the web, because a lot of it is just, you know, it's like when a reporter writes an article and takes a quote and spins it, that kind of stuff. And that it's just a very expensive lawsuit, and it's very hard to actually have come to fruition.
Those lawyers are right. It is expensive, and it will take a long time, and it's very difficult to go out and get an injunction to take that site down or prevent the slander from being or the libel from being put up on it, because courts don't want to restrain people from speaking.
Wow, so, sorry, Charlie.
Can I
get my own hacker? It's nice that can I get a hacker that brings down this court?
Wait, you were about to say something rude, Charlie. What was it?
He wants to get a hacker.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Good luck, Charlie.
Good luck, Charlie. Sorry about that. All right, so we got an IM coming in.
Yeah, someone said their dog has bitten people in the past, and if they put up that sign that says, beware of dog, are they covered?
Well, they're covered if, at least in California, if they keep the dog in the backyard and the dog doesn't get out. But if the person, the owner of the dog, knows that the dog has a propensity is going to frequently bite people, and the dog gets out or they take him out on a leash and the dog bites somebody else, and they're going to be liable.
So they should always lie about their dog having bitten someone in the past.
No, Hank, you said new wrongs do not make a right. Stop it.
And you can't do it. Most of that's public record anyway. I mean, if you get a dog bite, it gets registered in court or with the animal control, and people know about it.
Really?
I think that's the thing, too, is that people, like, we're in it's a totally different ball game now. How old are you, Craig?
51.
So, you know, there was a time when you were practicing law where the web was not up and running and you couldn't just Google somebody and find out everything that ever happened to them.
That is exactly right.
And so I think the other thing, too, around avoid getting sued is about, you know, just everything you do, there's a trace.
Yeah, I set up Google alerts for our lawyers and other people in the firm and for some of our clients so that we know what's being said on the Internet about people.
So the best way
What's that? Google alert?
Alert. Yeah.
What's, is that like a spider that goes out and when somebody like types about you, you get notified?
Yes.
Shut up. How do you do that?
No, I'm kidding. Go to Google and type in Google alerts and you go to the webpage, give them your address, put your, like if you wanted to put Mel Robbins in quotes.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What are people saying about me?
You would get an email that says, here's what people are writing about Mel Robbins.
Is it free?
Yes.
Holy smokes. That's
doing
the coolest
right
thing I've learned today.
Doing
other than
right
the fact that I'm not on time. And that Hank expects me to be. That is totally cool. If there's anything bad written about me, don't read it. I sink into major depression when I hear that sort of stuff. Wow, very cool.
And you have to take what's said on the Internet in stride. I mean, a lot of people think it's just a big garbage can for a lot of complaints and things like that. But you read things and you consider the source.
So one final thing, Craig. So what is your number one piece of advice to people around what to do to avoid getting sued?
Do the right thing. Listen to what people are complaining to you about. If you're in a situation that you're in trouble, own up to it, apologize, and if it requires you to pay some money, then pay some money.
Yeah, but you don't need to. It's such a headache to get involved in a lawsuit. Plus, things escalate then.
Right.
It's crazy. All right, great. Well, thank you, Craig. Good luck with your book. Everybody run to Borders and buy it, please, How to Get Sued, or check out his website, howtogetsued.com. Good luck with the book. It's a totally cool topic.
Thanks very much.
All right, Craig.